Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, a loving structure for mom and me. Or if you don't go, you don't know. Well, folks, psychologists have rating scales for everything psychological, like how stressful different events are. Near the top is death of a parent. Right with it is taking care of disabled family with, you guessed it, taking care of family with Alzheimer's being the most stressful, often taking years off the lives of caretakers. My mom is 98 and has advanced Alzheimer's. Taking care of her for over two decades has been the most stressful experience of my life. How stressful, Richie? Well, you may remember that I've done a bunch of checkup for the neck ups about it. When I started to write this one, I couldn't remember if I'd already told you what I'm about to tell you. And that describes the experience. A lot of the time, for a long, long time, overloaded, emotionally and physically exhausted, cranky, just can't keep track, caught in a swirly blur. Now, events are stressful if they're a combination of unpredictable, uncontrollable, potentially dangerous, and not enough resources to deal. Certainly true for me with Mom. For example, for years she was convinced she was dying of cancer, even though the docs told her otherwise over and over, and she would panic, call an ambulance, usually in the middle of the night, of course, and I would wake up to the ER folks on the phone saying they were admitting her for tests that I knew had already been done 20 or 30 times before. And then I'd worry that maybe this time there was really something bad wrong, like she'd convinced that everyone at the ER might be possible. Every few weeks this happened. Arg! Double arg! 20 or 30 or 50 times arg! What has helped? Reducing the need for her judgment and decisions by increasing structure around her as she became more impaired, like initially doing her bills and scheduling home maintenance and doctor visits for her, then arranging adult daycare, then independent living, assisted living, and finally a nursing home, and taking extra care of myself, living by the truism that we can't care for someone else unless we care for ourselves first. This included a structure for me, like scheduling calls and visits on a doable schedule, being flexible when my life demanded, getting enough sleep, exercise, and good food, asking for help from family, including paying for stuff she and I needed to make it doable, like those various care facilities, even though, ouch, 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 that meant the money she and my father had scrimped and saved their whole lives to pass on to their kids and grandkids would no longer be there. Ouch. And as hard as it has been, going over to see what's happening for her, because if you don't go, you don't know. And not knowing is stressful. Knowing reality helps us deal, even if it's tough. And another helpful things, extra chocolate cookies and ice cream. Yeah, and a sense of humor. I'm Dr. Rich. Chocolate helps O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.